Today's daf is Erevin daf Nun Aleph, and we are 15 lines from the top of daf Nun Aleph, Amir Aleph, the two dots in Enoi Makir, or She'enoi Baki V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refua Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza and Avadio Ben Miriam Leah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibad Alechayim Toivim Reb Moshe Chayim. So the Mishnah on daf Memtes Amid Beis discussed a person that's traveling. It's Friday, it's getting dark, and he's not home. And he's going to need some form of an Erev in order for him to be able to make it home. Says the Mishnah, a very big Chiddush. He can make an Erev without any food, not just that. He doesn't even have to physically be in the place that he wants to make an Erev. If he's aware of a landmark somewhere between where he is and his house is, he can say shvisasoi b'makom ployni, as long as he's specific about that makom ployni, specific down to the dalet amos. The halacha is the erev is going to be an erev. The Mishnah continued and said him einoi makir oish einoi baki b'halacha v'amash shvisasoi b'mkoymi. What if this person wasn't aware of this halacha that you can make an erev and identify a place as your makom shvisa, even though you're physically not there? Rather, he thinks that if I'm stuck on the side of the road, this has to be my makom shvisa. Zochaloi mekoy maya payim ama lechol ruach. He gets an eruv, or he gets a tchum, but the tchum is going to be al payim ama from the place that he is. Freik the Gemara. So this is a question the Gemara asks 50 dafin into Masechtas Erevin. Hani al payim ama heichon ksivon. What's the makar to this halacha? How do you know that a person has al payim ama lechol ruach as it relates to the halacha of tchumen? It says in the Torah al yetzei ish mimkoymoi bayoyim hashvi. And we learn from there the halacha of tchumen. The halacha of tchumen, as we know, states not that a person can walk more than 2,000 amos l'chol ruach, but rather a person can walk more than 2,000 amos beyond whatever his makom is. So if he's living in a city, then it's alpayim amo l'chol ruach beyond the limits of the city. If he's on the side of the road, like in our Mishnah daf memtes amid beis, then it's going to be alpayim amo l'chol ruach from where he is, from his dalet amos. But freik the Gemara, what's the makar to the halacha of alpayim amo? Says the Gemara, the Tanya, it's the following braisa. It says in the Torah, shvu ish tachtof, and we learn from there, elu arba amos. This is the makar, that if a person is outside the tchum, at the very least, he gets arba amos. Al yetzei ish b'mkoyme, then when the Torah says, al yetzei ish b'mkoyme, elu alpayim amo, it's coming to teach me alpayim amo. Faith the Gemara, Noah, where do you see in the words, al yetzei ish b'mkoyme, that the halacha is, you have alpayim amo, amar Rav Chisda said, it's learned out from the following Zeru Shava. Lamadnu makoy mi makoy. Umakoy minisa, venisa minisa, venisa migvol, ugvol migvol, ugvol michutz, vechutz michutz, dechsev. And it says in the context of the word chutz, umadoise michutz lo iris pas kedmo, alpayim amo. It says a pasuk that has the word chutz. It also mentions a gvul, a tchum of alpayim amo. And through this super duper gzeir shava, says the Gemara, we learn that when it says in the Torah, yetzei ish b'mkoyim b'yei mashvi, what does it mean, b'mkoymoi? It means alpayim amo. How do we get from al yetzei ish b'mkoymoi to alpayim amo? Through a gzeir shava that puts us in another pasuk that says the word chutz together with alpayim amo. The problem is, it doesn't say chutz in our pasuk. Where does it say chutz in al yetzei ish b'mkoymoi b'yei mashvi? Says the Gemara, you need to go through a few steps. It's true, it doesn't say chutz, but it says makom. There's another pasuk that says the word makom and also says the word nisa. There's another pasuk that says the word nisa and also says the word gvul. There's a pasuk that says the word gvul and says the word chutz, so that even though in our pasuk of al yetzei ish b'mkoymoi it doesn't say chutz, but it says makoim. Makoim connects me to a pasuk that says nisa. Nisa connects me to a pasuk that says gvul. Gvul connects me to a pasuk that says chutz. So through this long-winded gzeir shav, I end up somehow putting the word chutz in our pasuk, al yetzei ish b'mkoyme b'yoyim hashvi, and once it says al yetzei ish b'mkoyme b'yoyim hashvi, and it has the word chutz, kaviyachol, so now I have gzeir shavu, madoisim mechutz liris pas keid ma'apayim amo, so I know that Allah is going to be apayim amo. So what exactly are all these psukim? So Rashi goes through exactly what these psukim are. Our pasuk says the word makoyim, al yetzei ish b'mkoyme b'yoyim hashvi. There's another pasuk that says the word makim. It also says the word nisa. V'samti l'cha makim asher yanus shama. There's another pasuk that says the word nisa. That's shayrish and says the word gvul as well. As gvul ir miklatai asher yanus shama. There's another word pasuk that has the word gvul and chutz michutz l'gvul ir miklatai. Either way, through this whole cheshbon, we end up with the word chutz. Once you have chutz, it's a gzeira shava. So essentially, it's a gzeira shava from al yetze ishmim koimai to the pasuk umatoyse michutz leir es peatz kedma apayimama. Freak the Gemara in that very same parsha where it says umatoyse michutz leir es peatz kedma apayimama. There's another pasuk that says michkir ha'ir v'chutzah elefama. It says elefama in that pasuk, and it says the same word chutzah. So even if you have a gzeirah shava, meaning even if you want to tell me that the word chutzah is somehow thrown into this pasuk by yetzish mkaymai by yemashvi, but how do you know to connect our pasuk to the pasuk that says alpayimamo umadoyse michutz liras paskei malpayimamo? Maybe connected to the pasuk that says elefama mikir ha'ir v'chutzah elefama. So the gemara donu chutz michutz vein donu chutz michutzah. No, this is a better gzeirah shava because chutz and chutz are the same word. Chutz and chutzah are not the same word. Meaning the word that we somehow got into our pasuk of al yetze ishmim koyme b'yeh mashvi was the word chutz. It was the pasuk michutz legvul ir miklatoi. The pasuk that says alpayimama also says chutz. Umadoise michutz lo'ir. The pasuk that says elefamo says mikir ha'ir v'chutzah. It's even though they're very similar, it's the same shayrish, of course, but one pasuk says chutz, the other pasuk says chutzah. As a result, we make the gzeirah shava from the pasuk that says chutz, not from the pasuk that says chutzah. Freit the Gemara. Is that an issue? My nafkamina. What difference does it make if it's chutz or chutz? Tanu de Rabbi Shmuel, v'shav hakoyen, uva hakoyen, zui shiva, zui bia. The yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, they famously made gzeira shava between the words v'shav hakoyen, uva hakoyen, even though the words are not the same, but they mean the same thing. And you see, two words that mean the same thing are enough to be used as gzeira shava. So chutz and chutz should certainly be good. So the Gemara says that shuhani mili hechad like a midi d'damilei. Meaning, if there's no other gzeira shava that we're competing with, you want to know in a vacuum, can I make gzeira shava between the word v'shav and uva? Yeah. Can I make gzeira shava between the word chutz and chutzah? Absolutely. However, aval hechad ikam midi d'damilei, midamilei alfinan. If, however, it's a question, should I make a gzeira shava to the word chutz, or should I make the gzeira shava to the word chutzah? Then the fact that one of the words are identical and the other word only means the same thing is close, but not literally the same thing. The one that's identical is going to take precedence. Yeah, there's no question in a vacuum. V'shav hakoyen uva hakoyen is enough to make gzeira shava. You don't need the words to even sound the same. As long as they mean the same, that would be enough. And based on that, chutz and chutza should be okay. However, being that we have a shiloh, which gzeir shava to darshan? Should I darshan the gzeir shava from the word that says chutz, which would teach me alpayimama? Or should I darshan the gzeir shava to the word that says chutza, which would teach me elefamo? So, b'didomi le'yalfinon, and it's for that reason, we know the halach of alpayimama. Either way. So the Gemara started off with the most fundamental question in Chumen. Hani alpayimama heichan ksiva? And this is the makar. It's tucked away. It's in Erevin. Daf nun aleph amed alf. The 50th daf the mezachta. It says in the Torah, if you hold Chumen Deiraisa, this pasuk is the Makar to Chumen Deiraisa. If you hold Chumen Derabanan, this pasuk is an asmachta to the halacha of Chumen. Regardless, there's no mention anywhere of Apayimama. However, it says the word Mikoimoi through a super Gzereshava. We somehow are able to connect this pasuk to another pasuk that says Umadoise Mechutz Lo'ir Es Pas Kedma Apayim Ba'amo. That pasuk clearly says Apayim Ba'amo, so we learn that this halach is going to have alpayim amah as well. Incidentally, what is the context of that pasuk? It's talking about the Ari Leviim. So the Leviim didn't have any chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Ki ein loy chelik v'nachal imach. Stating that there were certain cities that were given over to the Leviim, and the Torah there describes those cities and mentions that you couldn't just give them a city. You had to give them landscaping. There had to be an area that surrounded the city as well. That's what that pasuk is talking about. Umadoisem michutz lo'ir es pas kev ma'alpayim amah. Either way, continuing to discuss some very important basic halachas as it relates to Tchumen. So the Mishnah mentioned machloikis tanam, exactly how you measure the alpayimama. The Mishnah said aguloys. Divrei Rav Chanina ben Antignos. Rav Chanina ben Antignos said that the way you chesh ben alpayimama, so somebody's tchum is going to be measured from the side of the road, meaning he's not home, he's not in his city, he's on the side of the road. So what does he have? Dalet amos. from his Dalet Amos, he has Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. So Rabbi Chanina ben Antigna says, what you do is, you draw four lines, each one Alpayim Amo. One to the north, one to the south, one to the east, one to the west. Because again, you get Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. And then you draw a circle around those four lines. And that's what your Tchum is. The Chachamim argued, and they said, Merubois Kitavlo. That no, you don't draw a circle around it, but rather what you do is you draw a square. And there's a tremendous nafgamina, because the Chachamim say, by giving the person the square, we're being very meiko, we're being very generous. Like this, he's going to end up profiting, he's going to end up getting the corners. If it's a circle, you don't have the corners. If it's a square, you're going to get the corners. Rab Chanina ben Antignus, man of Shach. Rab Chanina ben Antignus, who holds that you draw a circle, l'chura, man of Shach. Meaning, the Gemara is approaching this machloikis as if the Chachamim Shita it understands, but Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus, it doesn't understand. Not only does it understand it, but the Gemara is coming with a Koyach HaTayna, Maman of Shach. It's like Gzeirah Shavah. If Rabbi Chanina ben Antignus holds it Gzeirah Shavah, the Gzeirah Shavah of Mikoymoy Tuchutz, that teaches me Alpayim Amo, then Peyos Ksivon, then Lechura, you should have the corners as well. Because in that Pasuk, that mentions Alpayim Amo, it's very, very clear that the Alpayim Amo is a square. It's not a circle. The Pasuk says, "Umadoisa michitz loir es paas keidma Alpayim Amo, es paas negev Alpayim Amo." It consistently talks about the corners. So there's corners mentioned in that Pasuk. So l'chur, if that's the mekar, doin mi no mi na. So certainly, you should know the corners as well. And eat less like Gzeirishav, and if he doesn't know the Gzeirishav, Alpayim Amo mi no, then has he no Alpayim Amo? In short, what the Gemara is saying is, assuming Reb Chanin ben Antignos agrees with the Braisa that the Gemara brought earlier, that the Makar Talpayim Am is learned out from the Migrashay Halavim, over there it says Peyos. So it says corners. So Lechur, why shouldn't he have the corners? So the Gemara says, Oilam is Gzeirah Shavah, really holds it Gzeirah Shavah. Shani Hoch, however, it's different. The Amakra, the Pasik says Zeh. That Pasik that mentions Alpayim Am, the Ha'ir Batovech Zeh, Yilehem Migrashay Ha'arim. And we learn from there, that even though that pasuk serves as the makar to Alpayim Amo as it relates to Shabbos, but at the same time there is a miut. Zeh teaches me that there's one element in that pasuk that's only negaya the Migrashei Elavim, that's not negaya the Shoifsei Shabbos. And what halach is that? Not Alpayim Amo. Alpayim Amo, we do relate to the laws of Tchumen. However, the corners, that's something that's unique to the Migrashei Elavim. That's not something you're going to have in Shabbos. Tony Rab Chananya Rabbanon says the Gemara, what are the Rabbanon going to do? Meaning it says Zeh. So the Rabbanon not Darshan Zeh. So the Gemara says, Tani Rav Chananya. Rav Chananya taught, Oymer kozeh yiyo kol shoyfsei Shabbos. Interesting. Meaning, whereas Rab Chanina ben Antignus darshan the word Zeh as a miut, which is usually what Zeh is, Rab Chananya darshan the punkfaker. Not Zeh as opposed to, but rather Zeh kozeh. With a kaf hadimnyun, yiu kol shayfsei Shabbos. So Zeh is not coming to be my shayfsei Shabbos. To the contrary, it's coming to be marvish shayfsei Shabbos. Amr Avachar Yaakov, Mavadal Amis Peshoser Rabbim. Fascinating halacha. So we're familiar with being Mavadal Amis Peshoser Rabbim. It's learned out from halacha l'moshe misinai. A person is not allowed to carry dalet amos bishus harabim on Shabbos. A major shiloh, whether it's a tolda of the 39th malacha of haitza mirshus hayachid or shus harabim. Maybe it's a halacha unto itself, lamdis and super lamdis, the tshuva in the Yehuda Yala from Rabbi Yehuda Asad and Simon Pei Zayin that we spoke at several times that has erevin implications. But the point is, we're familiar with the concept of being maver dalet amos bishus harabim. Zeres sheme yavirenu dalet amos bishus harabim. So Rav Achim by Yaakov said that if someone's maver dalet amos b'shus harabim, he's not chayev, at shen maver hein v'alach soinon. He's not going to be chayev unless he carries dalet amos, but he also takes into consideration, the diagonal of the dalet amos. So you draw a square that's dalet amos, dalet, you close it off with a square, and you have to take into account the diagonal that goes from one corner of the square to the other corner of the square, which, by the way, is 1.4 times the area of the square itself. Says the meaning. So if someone simply carries dalet amos, it's not going to be chayev. You're only going to be chayev if you also take into account the alach sein. Amr Rapop, Rapop said, Badek lan Rava. Rava asks us the following question. Amr b'shus harabim, gevoy yud, v'roichiv dalet. If you have an amr b'shus harabim, it's 10 tfachim tall, it's 4 tfachim wide. So what does it sound like? Rishus hayachid. We know that an amud in a rishus harabim that has certain dimensions, 10 tefachim tall, it's 4 tefachim wide, is considered a Rishus HaYachid. So Rava asked the Oilam HaShailo, Hein Valach Soinon Oiloi. Meaning, is it enough that it's 4 tefachim wide, or does it have to be a squared? So you have the Alach Soin, which is going to be there as well. We told Rava, Lav Haimud Reb Chananya, it sounds like Reb Chananya, the Tanya Reb Chananya, Oimer Kozeh Yehu, Kol Shoif Se Shavos. That Zeh is not a miyot, rather, Zeh is a riboy, and it's actually a halacha that teaches me that any time you're dealing with dimensions in Hilchas Shabbos, whether it's the Alpayim Amo, that's Negeya Tchumim, which is the specific dimension that's mentioned in that pasuk in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Ei, or whether it's Dalet Amos as it relates to the Halacha L'Moshe Misina Abim Maver Dalet Amos B'Shus HaRabim, or whether it's Dalet Amos as it relates to creating a Rishus HaYachid inside a Rishus HaRabim, there's a Halacha of Kazeh Yehu Kol Shoif Se Shabbos, that if you're going to have a circle that's going to be Dalet Al Dalet, but you're not going to have the Peyos, it's not going to be considered a Rishus. Kazeh Yehu Kol Shoif Se Shabbos. So it's Negeya Tchumin, where you have the Peyos. In that case, the person that made the tchum is going to end up benefiting. It's also in a game of being maver dalad amers b'shus harabim. If somebody's maver dalad b'shus harabim, but he doesn't carry the shear of the alachzai, he's not going to be chayv. It's an interesting halacha. Additionally, if you have a beam in a Rishus HaRabim that meets the criteria of a Rishus HaYachid, which is what? Oh, the short answer is it's 10 tefachim tall and it's 4 tefachim wide. Is it enough that it's 4 tefachim wide? Or does it have to be 4x4 in a square where you even have the circles? And where you even have the corners? The answer is that you have to have the corners. How do I know that? I learned it out from this halacha. Kazeh yiyu kol shoyf se Shabbos. Just to bring out this point a little bit, the chiddush that we saw in the sugyo, and that is the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, halacha Yud Ches. Hayu v'yeshloi la'adam l'talta b'chola meruba l'fichach. Skip. Ein ha'maver o yazorek b'shus harabim chayev. A person that's maver or zorek b'shus harabim is not going to be chayev. Ad sheyaver chutz l'chomish amos v'shloish o'chom sheyam. Where did the Rambam get that from? I thought it's dalet amos. Ein ha'maver o yazorek b'shus harabim chayev. Ad sheyaver chutz l'chomish amos v'shloish o'chom sheyam. Because the Rambam is taking the alachsoin into consideration based on this gemara that we just learned. The chomokim she'omarnu mitchilas arba l'soif arba. O yamaver arba amis chayev hu mitchilas ha'alachsoin shel arba amis ad soifoi v'mhever pachas mizeh potter. Either way, just another chiddush that's tucked away here in Erev and Daf Nanal Aleph Amud Aleph. So number one, we have the makar to dalet amis. If somebody's outside the tchum, so he gets dalet amis. What's the makar? Shvu ish tachtov. Tachtov means dalet amis. That's something we saw earlier, but Erev and Daf Nanal Aleph Amud Aleph. We have the makar al yetsa ish bim koyim v'yei mashvi. There's no remez ben benoishol remez in that pasuk to alpayim amo. Stating that it's based on a super gzeres shava. That's how you know the halacha of alpayim amo. Another thing we see is that as it relates to shoif se Shabbos, any single time you're dealing with a shir on Shabbos, you have to take the peyos into consideration. The shirim have to have peyos. What's the makar to that? Ban mibra lamed hey hey, where it says and in that pasuk it says the word pay is 5 times, and we learn from there. So whether we're dealing with the tchumen, it's a square. In that case, the person ends up benefiting; he gets the corners as well. Or whether we're dealing with being maver dalet amos b'shus harabim, or whether we're dealing with the shear of a rishus hayachid, you always have to take the payos into consideration. Either way, so the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amid Beis was loaded. There was a lot of information, a lot of very important halachas. The first halacha, because this is going to be negeya, was somebody was traveling. And v'choshcholoi, v'hiyomakur ilon egoder, and he was aware of a landmark, a tree or a fence. That area was within 2,000 amas from where he was. It was also within 2,000 amas from his house. He's not going to make it home. However, he can make it to that tree, and as long as he's kind of shvisa in that tree, so that tree itself can now end up being his makan shvisa, which will put him within 2,000 hours from his house. It'll allow him to get home. So the halacha is he could be kind of shvisa there, even though he's physically not there right now. The Gemara said he has to be able to get there if he runs. But the point is that he could be kind of shvisa without physically being there, as long as he's specific. So if he said shvisa si tachtov lo yomar klum, machlik is Rav and Shmuel what lo yomar klum means, and tulishoinis and Rabba, what exactly she does Rav is, a tanya kavasi the Rav, tanya kavasi the Shmuel, Rav tanu upalik, we saw all that. But regardless, if he's specific, however, if he says shvisa si bi'ikaroi, so then then the halach is he can get it. If he didn't do that, rather he said shvisasibim koima, if you're on the side of the road, your makom is now considered to be dal ramis, and you get alpayim amal l'chol ruach from where you were. All right, then the Mishnah mentioned the machloikis of Chanina ben Tigris and the Chachamim, a very important machloikis, how you're mishayer the alpayim amal. Do you draw a circle around, or is it a square? Do you benefit from the corners, or do you not benefit from the corners? And then finally, the Mishnah concluded, and this is going to be the topic of the rest of today's daf, and a good part of tomorrow's daf. V'zuhi sha'amru, ha'ani ma'arev biraglov. It's regarding such a case that Chazal said that an ani, an araman, could be ma'arev biraglov. Now, conventionally, you think of an araman as someone that simply doesn't have food. But the truth is, from the hemshech of the Mishnah, it's obvious that the Mishnah is just referring back to the reisha of this Mishnah. This person could be a gzir adar. Right now, he's traveling. And because he's traveling, he's not prepared with mazon shtei sudos. Says the Mishnah that as it relates to what we mentioned previously, it's with regards to such a person who's an ani. He doesn't have his goods that he usually would have with him on him. Over there, we allow him to be ma'ar baraglov. But ordinarily, we would require him to have food. Amar Meir, anu ein lanu ela ani. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda argued. He said, echad ani, ve'echad asher, loy amru ma'ar ben bepas ela lahakal ala asher, shalay yetze ve'ar baraglov. Say, Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree with you. That this chiddush that we saw in the Mishnah, which chiddush the Gemara is going to discuss, but this chiddush that we saw in the Mishnah, that a person can be ma'ar baraglov, is lav dafkin on, even though we're talking about an ani. Again, an ani, relatively speaking, because he's traveling now, he just doesn't have his things with him. But it's lav dafka, meaning an asher would have the same. If this person had his food, or someone's at home and he wants to make an erev, he could be ma'arev biraglov. He could be ma'arev in the way that the Mishnah said, because the truth is, lo yomru ma'arev b'pas. The whole idea of pas was the hakal al asher. Shlo yetsav ya'arev biraglov. If he wants to be ma'arev biraglov, adarav. There's no reason he shouldn't be able to do it either way. So the Mishnah concludes with a machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, and that is whether that something mentioned previously in the Mishnah is it only negeya an ani, someone that's traveling, or is it negeya even an asher, even somebody that is homes. Again, ani and asher, these terms are being used loosely, just not to get confused. The point is, the ani is the person that's traveling, so he's in a bedievet situation. As a result, we allow him to do this. As opposed to someone that has everything that he needs, he's at home, he's in a comfortable situation, then adarab, you should go ahead and do all the katchila. Rav Meir said, anu ein lanu elo ani. Rabbi Yehuda said, echad ani ve'echad asher. Here's the question. The question is, which halach of the Mishnah were Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda referring to when they had this machloikis? And really, there's two options. The first part of the Mishnah discussed somebody that made an Erev, where he relied on a very big chiddush. He didn't use mazon shtei sudos. He didn't even physically walk to the place that he wants to be kain shvisa. Rather, he's familiar with a tree. He said, shvisasai be'ikaroi, he was very specific. He was Messiah Masra. He identified the Dalet Amis of this tree that he wants to make his Erev. That's certainly a very big Kiddush. The Mishnah then discussed someone that didn't know you can do this. And as a result, he's on the side of the street and he said, Shvisasi bin Mekaymi. That's much less of a chiddush, because over there, the person is physically in the place that he wants to be ma'arif. So in the first case of the Mishnah, the person is being ma'arif, not using food, not even physically being in the place that he wants to be kind of shvisa. In the second case of the Mishnah, the person is not using food, but at the very least, he's shvisa sibim koimi. He's being ma'arif in the place that he wants to be kind of shvisa. Here's the question. Is the machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda on the reisha of the Mishnah? Or is the machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda on the second case of the Mishnah? Were they arguing whether only an ani can use this heter, or even an usher, in the case where I'm physically not there? So it makes sense, that type of kula, maybe Rav Meir holds that dafkan ani has the right to do this, but someone else, maybe not. V'zui sha'amruhu ani ma'arif. Yeah, that's because you're not there. But maybe if they're there, even Rav Meir will be moida, it's okay. Or maybe no, maybe the machlokes was, anytime a person wants to make an Erev, he's not using pas. It doesn't matter if he's there or if he's not there. It could be they would argue. Another rabbi, maybe if the person's not there, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that only an ani could do it. Either way, there's two very distinct ways we can go with this machloikis, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara now is going to introduce a machloikis that's going to take us to the end of the daf. A machloikis amayroim, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda. Precisely these two tzadim, how to understand the machloikis, Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Were they arguing as it relates to the first halacha of the Mishnah, or were they arguing as it relates to the second halacha of the Mishnah? Zok the Gemara. Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Machloikis bin Mekoyimi. The Machloikis bin Rameir, Rav Yehuda was talking about a person that wants to make an Erev where he physically is. The Rameir, Sav Rameir holds Ika Erev Pas. Ika Erev is meant to be made with Pas. Like we saw the Svara previously, where the Gemara says that Daitoi Shal Adam Al Pitoi. The Ikar Erev is supposed to be Al Pas. So, if that's the case, why did Chazal allow a person to make an Erev without Pas? Ani, who da gilu, Rabbanu Yilavei? The Rabbanu made a special kula for an Ani. Aval Asher Loi, but an Asher who has Pas, meaning somebody that's home, Rashi, could go Yoshe Bebeisai, someone that's at home, he has access to bread, there's no reason for him to rely on this. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda argues, because he holds Ike Erev Beregel. The Ike Erev is meant to be made with the Regel. And if that's the case, Echad Ani, the Echad Asher, there's no reason an Asher shouldn't be able to use it as well. So again, the Machloek is Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Nachman is talking about even when the person is physically in his Makom Erev. He's right here. I want to be Kodesh Visa where I'm standing. I'm not picking a tree that's far away. No, I'm physically on the Malkim Erev. Afal Pekin Rav Meir holds, being that Iker Erev is Bepas, only an Ani is allowed to rely on this. So yeah, you're traveling, you're stuck, that's fine. But if you're at home and you have access to Challah and you now want to go make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, and the way you're going to make an Erev is not using Challah, but rather go being Koine Shvis with your Raglav, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yehuda fundamentally argues, because he holds not Iker Erev Bepas, he holds Iker Erev Beregel. And if that's the case, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, Avam Malkim Pleini, but what would be if a person is not in the place that he wants to make an Erev? But everybody would agree only an Ani could do it. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda that said that an Asher could use it, that's only if he's physically there. But if he's not physically there, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees an Asher can use it. Says the Gemara, so let's go be mefarish the Mishnah. Now, based on everything that we just said, so if that's the case, when the Mishnah said Vizuhi Sha'amru, Man Ktanila, who's talking? When the Mishnah said Vizuhi Sha'amru, it said Vizuhi Sha'amru, Ha'ani Ma'arav Beraglov, so it's Rameir, it's clearly Rameir talking. Va'ahai Koi, which part of the Mishnah was he going on? A'inei Makir, Oisha, Inei Baki Balacha, the second case in the Mishnah, the person who was not Makir, he wasn't Baki Balacha, he wasn't aware, or he just didn't know of a place, but the point is, he wasn't Ma'arav to a place that he wasn't physically in. Rather, he's being ma'arif bimkoimai where he is. It's over there that Rav Meir said his halacha. Who said that line in the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the one that holds. Iker Erev is beregel. Rav Meir would never say it because Rav Meir holds. Iker Erev is bepas. Either way, what Rav Nachman is saying is very simple. Rav Nachman is saying that the machlokes Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, is talking about a person that's in the makoim that he wants to be kind of shvisa, he doesn't have pas. The Mishnah says you can do it. It says Rav Meir, you can only do it if you're an ani. Why? Because really, ika erev is the pas. This is a special kula will allow a traveling person. But otherwise, if you're home, you have access to pas. We're not going to allow you to do this. Rav Yehuda disagrees. What about a person that's not in the makom that he wants to be kohen shvisa? What if I'm here and I want to be kohen shvisa over there? There, everybody would agree. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that that's something only an ani is allowed to do. What's the hesber in the machloikis? As fundamental as it gets. According to Rav Meir, Ika Erev is bepas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Ika Erev is beregel. As it relates to just the pshat tov of the end of the Mishnah, so the Gemara worked out. Who said what? Either way, that's the first pshat. Rav Chizda argues. He says, punk faket. Machloik is b'makom ploini. Machloik is b'makom ploini. Rabbi was talking about what a person is being kind of shvisa b'makom ploini, not b'mkoimi, where he is, but rather where he's not. Rav Meir, so Rav Meir holds ani and asher loy. Rabbi Yehuda suffered echad anim echad asher. Rabbi Yehuda holds that even someplace else an asher is allowed to do it. Avo b'mkoimi, as it relates to b'mkoimi, divrei hakol echad anim echad asher. Everybody would agree that if you're in the place that you want to be kind of shvisa, an ani could do it, and an asher could do it. Why the ikka erev beregel? Because even Rav Meir, according to Rav Chizda, ikka erev is beregel. If that's the case, v'zuhi sha'amru man k'tani lo. So when the Mishnah said v'zuhi sha'amru ha'ani ma'arev beregel, who was talking Rav Meir? That's obvious. V'ahai koi, what was he referring to? Aha, Misha Baba Derech V'chashcha. It was referring to the Reisha of the Mishnah, because it's only there that Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda were arguing. And then when the Mishnah said, Amru Ma'arvim Bepas Elo Lahakil Man K'tani Lo, when the Mishnah said that Pas is a Kulu, because really Ika Erev is Beregel, the V'yakal. Everybody holds that way, because it comes out that everybody agrees B'mkoimi, even an Asher could do it, because Le'amru Ma'arvim Bepas Elo Lahakil, that Ika Erev Beregel is true, not only according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's true according to Rav Meir as well. So again, two fundamental Mahalchim have had to understand the Mishnah. Zok to Gemara. Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman. A braisa that supports Rav Nachman's pshat. Again, what was Rav Nachman's pshat, which will be the focus of the rest of the daf? Rav Nachman's pshat is that the machloikis, Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, is b'mekoy mi. Rav Meir says that even if I'm in the place that I want to be koine shvisa, only an ani could do that. Why? Because Ika Erev is Pass. So an Ani who doesn't have Pass, we allow him this Kula. But an Asher that has Pass, he can't be Koine Shvisa. What about a person that wants to be Koine Shvisa B'Mokko in Ploini? Over there, even Rabbi Yehuda is going to agree that that's something that only an Ani is allowed to do. So the Gemara says, Araya to Rav Nachman's understanding of the Machloikis. Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, Ma'arvin B'Pass. An usher shouldn't go outside the tchum. The Rishonim say chutz l'tchum is lav dafka. It means a person shouldn't go to the edge of the tchum, right? You can't make your eriv outside the tchum. You'll have no way of getting to your eriv. But you can't make your eriv by the outskirts of the tchum. The yoimer and say shvisasi b'mkoymi. Why? Lefisha loy amru ma'arvin b'regel ela lemisha ba b'derech v'chashcha. Divrei Rav Meir. What does Rav Meir hold? Again, this is the Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman. Very, very clear. Rav Meir says, "V'lo yetsay asher chutz l'tchum." An asher shouldn't go to the place that he wants to be koine shvisa. V'yoymer shvisasi b'mkoyme. That's the punchline. Not shvisasi b'makom ployni, but b'mkoyme. He shouldn't physically go there and say shvisasi b'mkoyme. Why? L'fisha loy amru ma'arvin b'regel elul misha b'abaderech v'chashcha. Also known as an ani. Only an ani gets that right. Not an asher. So we're talking about shvisasi b'mkoyme. Rav Meir is the one that's talking in the Braisa, and Ramey said it only works for Nani. Checkmate. This is Tanya Kavasid Rav Nachman. Rabbi Yehuda argues and said, Echad Nani, Echad Asher, Ma'arvin Beregel, V'yetze Yashal Chutz Latchon, V'yoymer, Te'ish Fisasi B'koymi, V'zehu Ikre Shal Erev. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shittet, where Rav Nachman understood it. Whereas Rav Meir holds that Ikre Erev is Bepas, Rabbi Yehuda holds Ikre Erev is Beregel. That's why Rabbi Yehuda says in the Braisa, V'zehu Ikre Shal Erev. This is Ikre Erev. V'tiru chachom, this is chom u'matil balabayis ha-shaleach ruv bi'adav, you can make a shliach. Not only that, you can make use your eved, bi'ad benoi, bi'ad shluchai, b'shvil ha-hakal olav. That's another kula that we don't need for now. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa ba'anche beis mamal. So this is another Rabbi Yehuda that's supporting his position from a Maisa Shahaya. There was a story with the people that lived in Beis Mamlu, Ba'anche Beis Gurion, Ba'aruma. And this took place in the city of Aruma. They were handing out groigers and simukim of mukzat fame. But they were handing out dried figs and dried grapes to the aniyim. This was during a hunger year. Uban aniyim kfar shichim, v'aniyim kfar chananya, and the aniyim of kfar shichim and kfar chananya. There's a lot of places in this story. But they were coming, u'machshichin alatchom. They spent Friday night in this area, u'bein hashmashes, l'machar mashkimin u'bam. It's like this, they were able to be koine shvisa, and so that they were able to use this as a tchom. Now, here's the irony. Even though the story that Rabbi Yehuda is bringing as a raya is from aniyim, but as it relates to our halacha, they had a din of ashirim. Because again, ani and asher is a little bit of a misnomer. The definition of an ani is a person, he's traveling. He's somewhat compromised right now. An asher is someone that's home, has nothing to do with his financial wealth. So over here, these people were aniyim, which is why they wanted the Erev Tchumen. So like this, they can go get the groigers and simukim that they were handing out during the Shnei Betzairis. They made an Erev Tchumen. The way they made an Erev Tchumen was by going there. They physically went. Right? What did the Mishnah say? Ubo aniyei kfar shichin, v'aniyei kfar chananya, u'machshichin ala tchum. They hung out there during Bein HaShmashes, and then l'machras, mashkivim u'bam. The next morning, they were able to come like a mensch, and they were able to eat the suda. Now, they were ashirim, even though they were aniyim, but they were ashirim because they were home. So if they were ashirim, so why then were they able to do it? So it's a riot to me that echad ani v'echad asher is allowed to make an air of b'mkoymi. But what's the bottom line? You see clearly from this braisa that the machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda is talking not only when a person says, I want my air to be b'makom ployni, but even when he says, me, even then it's going to be okay. I'm Rav Ashi, said Rav Ashi, Masnisa Nami Deika, and you have this throughout Shas. So after a whole discussion, Rabbi Yehuda brings a Maisa, a Braisa that's Markov on a Mishnah. Rav Ashi says, Deika Nami Masnisa, and he says everything that we just said, even though it's not Mefurish in the Mishnah, it's Meduyik in the Mishnah. Now the truth is, Rav Ashi's not going to quote the Mishnah that we just learned, but he's going to quote tomorrow's Mishnah. So we'll see more about this, because the whole Amid Gemara that discusses the Mishnah that Rav Ashi's about to quote, but we'll just take out one point right now. So what does the Mishnah say? Mishi yotzel leilich le'ir shema arvin lo ve'chziroi chaveroi. So the person left his house and he was going to another house that he owned. That's the way the Gemara is going to explain this in a moment. And the reason is because he wanted to be someplace on Shabbos, and that place that he wanted to be was outside the tchum of this house, but it was within the tchum of that house. So he was on his way to that house. Then he met one of his friends, and his friends told him, don't go. There's traffic, it's hot, it's cold. He turned him around. Said, Allah has whom mutter leilich. This person himself is allowed to go to the place that he wanted to go. Meaning, even though he never went to this house, this other house that he owns, to be koina shvisa, but he's allowed to be koina shvisa by saying shvisasi b'makom pleini. So again, the metzias is where he lives in house A, he owns house B, he's trying to go to makom C on Shabbos. Makom C is outside of the tchum of house A, it's within the tchum of house B. House B is also within the tchum of house A. The reason he was going to house B was he wanted to be kind of shvisa there. And if he was going to be kind of shvisa, it's like this. He'd be able to go from his one house to the other house. That's his new makom shvisa. And then he would end up going to this kiddush or wherever exactly he was trying to go on Shabbos. He was on his way to go and he got turned around. So the halach is, he could be kind of shvisa from the vatins. He could say shvisa sebe makom pleini, and that alone is going to be good. V'chol bnei yair asur, but anyone else in the city that wants to do the same thing is not going to be able to do that. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. This person who was on his way, yeah, for him it's going to work. For everybody else in the city, not. It's a little bit of a complicated halacha. Again, it's going to be the topic of the first half of tomorrow's daf. But the Gemara says, Vavina Bach, just Pashav Shah to understand the Mishnah and take out one piece that we need. Rav Ashi's Raya. Maishna Iyu, Maishna Inu. What's the difference between him and them? Vam Ravun, Ravun, explain. Hach Maeskin, Gun Shi Eshon Shnei Batim, the way we just explained it. This person had two houses. Vishnei Tchume Shabbos Beineim. Iyu, him, Kimin the Nafkale Lo Urcha, being that he started leaving, meaning he was going from one house to the other house. Havalei Ani. Oh, he's considered an Ani. I'm traveling. Where was I going? I wasn't going to be kind of shvisim simply. I was going to my other house. That's a trip that I have a right to make. I'm considered a traveler. I have a din of an Ani. Memela, even if I turned around, I never made it there, I could say shvisasi b'makom pleini. I have a right from far, like the Mishnah said, I'm empes on the base, to say I want to be kind of shvisa at the foot of this Gedder, at the foot of this tree, I could do the same thing. V'hanuch, but the other people, Ashirim Ninu, they never left, or even if they left, but they weren't going to another house of theirs, they were just going to be kind of shvisa. Or you're just going to be kind of shvisa, you can't now be kind of makim shvisa from the distance unless you're physically there. What do you see from here? Just one thing. Who's talking in this Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. I thought Rabbi Yehuda said in the Mishnah, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. I thought Rabbi Yehuda said everything we said in the Mishnah, everyone could do, an Ani and an Asher. Zok, Rav Ashi, oh, you know there's a riot too? Masnis and Amideka, to who? To Rav Nachman, Alma, you see from here, Kol b'makom pleini, Ani in, Asher loy, Shma mina. Meaning you see that it's true Rav Yehuda said Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. But Rav Yehuda only said Echad Ani v'Echad Asher with regards to Shvisasi b'mkoymi. Because that's where the machloikis remain, Rav Yehuda was. But as relates to Shvisasi b'mkoymi, there was no machloikis. Everybody agrees that you're not going to be able to do it. So this Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, Dachnun Bezam and Aleph, is obviously not a steer at Rav Yehuda in the Mishnah, Dachnun Tesam and Days. But it's only not a steer, it says Rav Ashi, if you learn like Rav Nachman. Because it's true, in the Mishnah, Mem Tesam and Days, Rav Yehuda sent Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, and in the Mishnah, Nun Beis Amin Aleph, the way the Gemara explained it here, and the Gemara is going to explain it in tomorrow's daf, we're talking dafka about an Ani, not an Asher. How does it stim? The Teretz is, the Mishnah was talking about two different halachas. The Mishnah mentioned a person who wants to say Shvisasi b'mkaymi, Shvisasi b'makom pleini. Rabbi Yehuda's halacha v'Echad Ani v'Echad Asher was talking about where he said Shvisasi b'mkaymi. The Rabbi Yehuda on Nun Beis Amin Aleph is talking about Shvisasi b'makom pleini. Rabbi Nachman said that in the event that a person says Shvisasi b'makom pleini, everybody is going to agree that only an Ani could do it, but an usher cannot do it. Masti le Rabbi Chia bar Ashi, the Chia bar Rav, Kameder Rav. So Rav Chia bar Ashi and Rav Chia bar Rav were talking and learning, and it was in the presence of Rav. And he said over the following, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, that the halacha is Echad Ani v'Echad Asher. Amalei Rav, so Rav commented to Rav Chia bar Ashi, and he said, I agree, but Sanya bar Nami, you should end with the following halacha k Rav Yehuda. The halacha is like Rav Yehuda. Rav bar Rav Chanon, have a Rav, by the way, why is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda? Number one, Ramei Rabbi Yehuda, halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. And besides, halacha ki divrei ha-mekel be'erev, Rabbi Yehuda is the mekel. So certainly, halacha ki divrei ha-mekel be'erev. Rabbi Barav Chanan, have a rogel dasi me'artivna le'pumpadisa. So Rabbi Barav Chanan, he used to go on Shabbos from artivna to pumpadisa. Now, in order to do that, he had to make an erev tchumen. Omar, and he used to say, teish visasi betzinta. I want my erev to be chal betzinta. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya told Rabbi Barav Chanan, he says, you make an Erev in Sinta without putting Mazen Shtei Sudais there, without physically being there? He said, my Daitich. Like, what are you thinking? Oh, I know. Ramei of Rav Yehuda, Lachik Rav Yehuda. And Rav Yehuda said, Echad Ani v'Echad Asher, Kimi Ma'ara Baraglov. And V'Amar Rav Chizr, Rav Chizr, Samach Legis, V'Makom Ploini. That Rav Yehuda said, even in a place that you're not physically there, right? That's what Rav Chisda said. But he told him, but Rav Nachman argued, V'tanya kavase, and we had a tanya kavase to Rav Nachman. Amalei says, if that's the case, Hadri be, I hear what you're saying, I'm choyzer, Omar Rami bar Chomari, Omru, Shavas, yesh lo dal ramis. If someone rests on, if somebody is outside the tchum, or if someone is koine shvisa biraglov, so the halach is, he has dal ramis. Someone's kind of shvisa baraglov, he gets dalad amas. Meaning, in addition to the alpayim amas that he gets, he also gets dalad amas. So the question that Rami Bar Chama posed was, "Hanoisin is a rufoi. Yesh lo dalad amas loy loy." What about someone that makes an erev using pas? Does he also get dalad amas, or does he not get dalad amas? So again, if someone is ma'arav baraglov, so the halach is he gets alpayim amas. That we know. What about someone that's ma'arav pas? Does he get dalad amas there as well? So Omer Rava, Rava said, "Tashmai avarayi loy." Omer ma'arav pas el lahakil alo asher shol yetsim ma'arav baraglov. Rabbi Yehuda said that, and we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, that the whole idea of being ma'ariv pas was always, it was only to be meikel. Now, if you're going to tell me that when you're ma'ariv beraglov, you get dalad amas, but when you're ma'ariv pas, you don't get dalad amas. So what's the kula? It comes out, it's a chumrah, because over here you get dalad amas, and then you don't get dalad amas. So why is it a kula? I don't like amru. Ma'arvin bepas ella lahakel. It has to be pure kula. That was Rava's argument. So if you get a dalad amas plus alpayim amma when you're ma'arav beraglov, but you only get alpayim amma, not dalad amas when you're ma'arav bepas. So isn't that a chumrah? So he says, I hear it's sad chumrah, but I feel hachi nichalei keichet lei nitrich v'nepach doesn't necessarily knock out the line of le'amru ma'arav and bepas elu lahakel ala asher. At the end of the day, it's still a tremendous kula to be able to be ma'arav bepas. Are you going to lose out a little bit? Yeah, there may be an invoice attached. What's the invoice? Four amas. Okay, you have to make a decision whether you want to pay it. The point is, Chazal said that you could be ma'arav beraglav. If you want, you could also be ma'arav bepas. It's certainly a cool to be ma'arav bepas. Doesn't mean that by being ma'arav bepas, you're not making a decision and there isn't something that's going to be offset. What would be offset? Potentially, what's offsetting is that you lose the dalad amas. No, no, Rav said the Gemara. I don't think that that is necessarily a raya. Exhale. So just one ha'ara as it relates to today's daf. And really, as it relates to, generally speaking, the sugyas of Techumen. And that is, the Chavis Yor in a tshuva, in Simen Tesvav, brings a bumbakasha. Now, we've referred to Shailos HaTshuvas Chavis Yor, Simen Tesvav, several times over the years, just like we referred to Shailos HaTshuvas Chavis Yor, Simen Tzadik Dalet, several times over the year, several times last week. But this is a classic tshuva, hafeichba vafeichba dekulaba, in the sugya of chatzi shir asman atayra. And I just gave the kasha away. Freit the Chavis Yor, he says, I don't understand. You have a halacha that a yid is not allowed to walk outside the Tchuman Shabbos. It says in the Torah, al yetze yish mim koimoy bayoy mashvi. And we learn from there, Tchum Shabbos. And what's the definition of Tchum Shabbos? You're not allowed to walk alpayim amma outside the your makom. So whether your makom is dalad amas because you're on the side of the road, whether your makom is your house, whether your makom is your city, the point is you're not allowed to walk alpayim amma or more than alpayim amma outside the limits of your city. And it's learned that from a pasuk, al yetzi yesh mkoyme b'yei mashvi, a big machloikis in Shas, whether Tchumen's deraisa, and this is a real pasuk, or whether Tchumen's derabanan, the pasuk is really referring to the loikdei Haman, Parshas Beshalach. It's in the Parshas Haman. And this pasuk is merely an asmacht of Alma. But either way, halacha revacha b'Yisrael, and that is there's something called tchumen. Al yetze yishmim koyme b'yei mashvi. And what is tchum? You're not allowed to walk alpayim amma outside of your makom on Shabbos. Right, the Chavis Yor, I don't understand. If you're not allowed to walk alpayim amma, you shouldn't be able to walk 1,000 amas either. You shouldn't even be able to walk one amma. Because there's a klal chatzi shir asim in atayr. It's a machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish Yuma dafayin gimel amid beis dafayin dalet amid aleph. Anytime you have a halacha that has a shir, so what happens if somebody violates the isser of the Torah, but he did it less than a shir? He ate nevela, but he ate less than a kizayis of nevela. He wrote on Shabbos, but he didn't write two oisiyas, he only wrote one ois. He stole, but he didn't steal a pruta, he stole a half a pruta. Anytime you have a shir in the Torah, chatzi shir. What's the halacha? Rabbi Yochanan holds chatzis shir is asam in atayra. Rish Lakish holds chatzis shir is asam in the rabbanon. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan that chatzis shir is asam in atayra. It's afraid that gachav is yar a bomba kasha. He says, I don't understand. If there's something called chatzis shir, so how's a person allowed to take even one step out? Now, you're allowed to walk inside your city. But once you go outside the city limits, you shouldn't be able to take one step. Why? Because if there's an isser to walk alpayim amma or yoyseme alpayim amma, then there has to be an isser to take even one step. Because any pachos mikashir is a chatzishir. And if chatzishir is asir, min atayra mid rabbanon, but at the very least, lo shonmanu v'lo ro'inu, no one ever heard to say that you're not allowed to walk outside the tchum because of the halach of chatzishir. Azoy frey techav esyor and simin tezvav, he says a geshmak eteretz, it's a whole raid bite for itself. Ve'in kam mekoyme laharech. The Divrei Yecheskel in Simin Zion has a tremendous arichos on the sugyas of Tchumen. In general, the Divrei Yecheskel was very mayrich on the sugyas of Tchumen. It's Simin Zion, it's Simin Ches, it's Simin Tes. It's almost 100 pages of lumdus as it relates to the sugyas of Tchumen, but it begins in Simin Zion. And right at the beginning, in Sif Katan Gimel, he brings this kasha from the Chavis Yar. And he says that really the Chavis Yar's kasha is totally in a chakira hayadua as it relates to the Isser of Al Yetzei Ishmim Koyme B'yei Mashvi, as it relates to understanding Tchumen. Said the Divrei Yecheskel, Shivan Slabotka, he said, Yesh Lachkar, how do you understand the Alpayim Amo of a Tchum? Is the Pshat that the Torah said that you're allowed to walk within your Makon? Outside your Makon, you can't even take one step. What's the definition of Makon? The definition of Makon is my Dalet Amos, my house, my city, plus alpayim amo l'chol ruach. The tchum is the definition of my makom. I'm allowed to walk anywhere I want inside my makom. If I take one step outside my makom, slap on the wrist. I was over the Isra in the Torah of al yetzei ishmim koymei b'yoy mashvi. The yisoid of the tchum is just the definition of what my makom is. I'm allowed to walk up until alpayim amo because that's all my makom. I can't walk more than alpayim amo because one step beyond alpayim amo, I'm already not in my makom anymore. And the Torah says you can't go outside your makom. Al yetzei ishmim koymei b'yei mashvi. It's the lashon of the pasuk. What's mikoymei? A super gzeira shava like the Gemara brought in the afternoon aleph amid aleph that gets us to a place that mikoymei is defined as alpayim amo l'charuach outside of my mechitzas, whatever my mechitzas are on Shabbos. But the point is, there's an issue now of Al Yetzei Yishmim Kaimai. What does Al Yetzei mean? One step. One step outside my makim, that's already going to be a problem. Oyesh Leimar said, the Divrei Yecheskel, maybe really my makim as it relates to Shabbos is my Dalet Amos. My makim is my house. My makim is my shtot. Narvas, when it says in the Torah, Al Yetzei Yishmim Kaimai B'yayim HaShvi, said Chazal, even though the pasuk seems to be saying, you're not allowed to leave your makim, and my makim is my Dalet Amos, it's my house, it's my city, stating that there's a shear to the Isser of Al Yetzei. What's the shear? Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach. And unless I walk Yoyser mi Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach, I'm not going to be over the Isser. My Makim is my Dalet Amos. And when I took one step outside my Dalet Amos, I was already over the Isser of Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoy. It's true. But there's a shear to this Al Yetzei. Just like many Surah Torah have a shear, this Torah also has a shear. How much Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoy B'yei Mashvi is Aser? Alpayim Amo L'chol Ruach much. But if I walk and it's less than that, then because I didn't violate the Issa with the proper shear, I'm not going to be over. Meaning, is the Alpayim Amo my Makom? And the reason I'm allowed to walk up until Alpayim Amo is because this is all my Makom. The reason I can't walk more than Alpayim Amo is because I just went outside my Makom. I went one step outside my Makom, but one step outside my Makom is the Chefs of the Issa. Al Yetzei Yishmim Koyme B'yei Mashvi. Oyei Shloimar, said the Divrei Yecheskel, the Issa is, the Makom is really my Dalet Amos. The Makom is my Makom Shvisa. It's my house. It's my city. And really, Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoy, technically I should be over the minute I take one step outside my house. Or the minute I take one step outside my city. Or outside my Dalet Amos if I'm Lon Baderech. However, there's a shear. And the Torah says that al yeitze yish mim koyme, like so many other Yisrael Torah have a shir. He says, what's the nafgamina? The chavis yar is kasha, whether it passes to say chatzis shir asa mena Torah. He says, if al payimama is the shir of al yeitze, how much al yeitze, al payimama? Really, I violate al yeitze the minute I take 1 foot out the door. Norvas is a shir. It has to be 2,000 amas worth of al yeitze in order to be over. Fait the chavis yar, gishmak a kasha. Why don't you say chatzis shir asa mena Torah? Just like if somebody eats half a zayis of nevela, even though he didn't eat the shir, but he ate nevela. So chatzi shir asam in atayra, at the very least asam in drabanan. So like this, you're already going to violate the isin nevela on some level. See, here too, I violated al yetze yishmim koymai. It's true, I didn't violate al yetze yishmim koymai with the shir, but it's a chatzi shir, and that, we have a sugi of chatzi shir. And chatzi shir, asam in atayra, asam in drabanan, there's no reason shir will like the tchumen as well. If, however, the alpayimama is not the shir of how much al yetze is asar, but alpayimama is the mokoyim. When Chazal gave me the shir of Alpayimama, they were defining the makom. They weren't telling you how much yitziyah is aser, how much halicha is aser. They were just defining the makom. You want to know how much yitziyah is aser? 1 foot, 2 toes out. We'll see soon. Even a little bit is already a problem. Tomorrow's daf, it's going to come up. So you're now allowed to take mamish 1 foot out. It could be is already a problem. What's this idea of Alpayimama? Because Alpayimama is all my makom. You thought your makom was your dalet amos? No, your makom is just like the Levim. They had landscaping. They had the Mikrashay Alevim. They had 2,000 amos worth of makom. You also get 2,000 amos worth of makom. But the Isser is takanat 2,000 amos. This is one step. The Zereshava of Al Yetzay Yishmim Koyme B'yei Mashvi that teaches me Alpayimama is a gilu of what my makom is. But as it relates to the Isser, it's one. Savas pas chasi shirasim in atayra. There's no shear of al yetze yishmim kaimai. If you take one step out, you're already over there. Sir, I alpayimama is my makim. Shkayach, if I didn't go outside, if you didn't eat nevela, then obviously there's no chatzi shear. It's the chetza of the iser. If the alpayimama is the shear of how much al yetze is aser, then if you go out less than alpayimama, chatzi shear asam in atayra is an obvious sushta. Chavis yar is kasha. If, however, it's not a shear of how much al yetze is aser, but rather the alpayimama defines the makom. You thought your makom was your house. Oh, kamash malan mikoy my nisa gvol chod chutz of shava koyin ubakoyin. This whole super gzeir shava teaches me that no, your makom on Shabbos is much more inclusive than you thought. Yes, the breit the makom you have alpayimama lecharuach. Oh, that's cool. So now, if I walk up until alpayimama, the reason you weren't over this is because I'm still in my living room. What do you mean? No. This is your living room. That's Mekoymoy. That's the definition of Mekoymoy and Shabbos. That's Erevin Nunal of Amanal. And a Chinami, the second I take one step out of it, Vos Pasas Ogan, Chatzi Shiras Menatayr. That's what the Divrei Yechezkel says. Either way, Divrei Yechezkel is very Meirich. He's toiling in a whole bunch of different Svaras, but Toich Dvarav, he says that it could be with this Chakira, we can have an insight into another Shail and something we spoke about last week. And that is the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Chav Dalid. He clears a Shail. Throughout Masech Tzeirvin, it's Mavur, that if somebody is outside his tchum, he still has dalet amos. However, he doesn't have more than dalet amos. It's brought down from a pasuk. Shvu ish tachtav. Every yid has tachtav. Tirachei darchi noyam. V'chol nesivay seh shalom. Say the svarim. Every yid has dalet amos. You can't take a person. You're not going to force a person to literally stand. No, dalet amos you're going to have even if you're outside your tchum. But outside of dalet amos, that's something you don't have. Klarta mechas chinuch. Lamanda Amar Tchumen Dairaisa. The Isser for a person to walk more than Dalet Amos when he's already outside his Tchum. Is that an Isser Dairaisa or is that only an Isser Drabana? The Isser to walk Yoisem Midalet Amos when you're outside your Tchum. Is that an Isser Dairaisa? Is that an Isser Drabana? Meaning, the Iker Isser Tchumen, Lamanda Amar Tchumen Dairaisa is certainly an Isser Dairaisa. The question is, this person already outside the Tchum. He left the Tchum already. It's gone. He was taken out. He went out b'mezid. Whatever. He's not inside his Tchum. He's Yoisem Me'alpayimama outside the Tchum. He's boxed into Dalet Amos. He wants to walk Yoisem Me'Dalet Amos. For him to now walk Yoisem Me'Dalet Amos, is that going to be an Isser Deiraisa? Or is that going to be an Isser Derabanan? What's the Shaila? At Muschut Rishon, certainly you would think that it should be an Isser Derabanan. Because what's the Isser Tchum in Deiraisa? Al Yetze Yishmim Koyme B'yei Mashvi. This person left his Makam already. And because he left his Makam already, so you would think, based on that, that it should be only an Isser Rabbanon. What do you mean? I left my makom. Because now I walked another Dalet Amos. What does that mean? At the end of the day, I was over al yetzei yishmim koymoy again. I was already over al yetzei yishmim koymoy. How can I be over it again? I'm 3,000 amas outside the tchum. Now I walked 4 amas. What was I over? I left the tchum. I had already left the tchum 1,000 amas ago. So how is it possible for me to be over again? Stating that, the Michas Chinuch means a raya from Rashi in the beginning of the fourth parak, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the Gemara says that if somebody was taken outside the tchum, he was kidnapped and he was forced outside the tchum. Misha, it's you and Nachrim. So in lo yalad al amas, the Mishnah says, what if he needs to go to the bathroom? So the Gemara says he could. Why? Gadol kavod abriyos shedoicha loisa sei shebetayr. Now we know Gadol kavod abriyos shedoicha loisa sei shebetayr only works for Isurid Rabbanah. It doesn't work for Isurid Raisa. Zok Rashi. And being that Tchumin is only an Isurid Rabbanah, but Tchumin Nami de Rabbanah, so being that it's only an Isurid Rabbanah, it's a Gevaldi. God will cover that priest. Shadoicha Leisa Shevetar. Says in Mechas Chinuch, it's Mavur in Rashi, that had Tchumin been an Isurid Raisa, this person would not be able to go outside his Dalai Lamas to go to the bathroom. Why? Because if Tchumin's De Raisa, then leaving Dalai Lamas is an Isurid Raisa. The cash is he left his Dalai Lamas already. The Chur, so what's the Isurid Raisa? But Al Kopanim says in Mechas Chinuch, it's mashma like that Sadam. Regardless, this is the Mechas Chinuch Shaila Mitzvah Chav Dalet. A person already left his tchum. Limando amar tchum and dayraisa. For him to walk Dalet Amis now, is the walking Dalet Amis going to be an Issa dayraisa? Or is the walking Dalet Amis going to be only an Issa derabonon? Says the Divrei Yecheskel, that l'chayri yesh loyma, this Shaila of the Mechas Chinuch, is totally in these two tzadim. Meaning, if the gedder of Alpayim Amma is that it's the definition of your makoyim, Al Yetzei Ish Mim Koymei. What does Mim Koymei mean? It means my house? No. It means my city? No. It means from the outside of my mechitzos, whatever that is, Al Payim Am Alechol Ruach. That's my makom. I'm not allowed to take one step beyond my makom. So in Lomdus, what does that mean? It means the Isser is Al Yetzei. The Isser is leaving your makom. That is the Isser. The second you leave your makom, you're ready over the Isser. There's no sheer of how much beyond your makom you're not allowed to go. The second I leave my makom, at that point I was already over the Isser. So then in Lomdus, it makes sense to say that one, the Isser is to leave my makom. Once I left my makom, if I find myself 1,000 amas beyond my makom, and now I walk down the amas, how can I be over the Isser of Ayetze Yishmim Koymei? The heft of the Isser of Ayetze Yishmim Koymei is leave my makom. I'm outside my makom. How can I leave my makom if I'm already outside my makom? Doesn't make any sense. So what must the Issa Dalet Amos be? It must be. It's an Issa Derabbanan. Because what would be the Issa Deraisa? It would be more Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoi. I was already over Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoi. The Cheft of Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoi is leave your Makim. I left my Makim. Once I left my Makim, I can't leave it again. It doesn't make any sense. So if that's the case, L'chaira, it must be. It's going to be an Issa Derabbanan. But if you're going to tell me that really my Makim is my Mechitzos, it's my Dalet Amos, it's my house, it's my city. So when the Torah says Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymoi, and we learn Mekoymai with Gzeira Shavas that what it means is Alpayim Amo. So essentially what the Torah is saying is that even when you leave your Mokkim, you weren't over the Issa Tchumin yet. There's a share of how beyond your Mokkim you're not let it go. And what Chazal said was, is you can't walk more than 2,000 Amis where beyond your Mokkim. Meaning, more than 2,000 Amis beyond your Mokkim is not okay to walk. The Cheftz of the Issa is what? It's leaving my Mokkim? No. The Cheftz of the Isser is walking a certain distance beyond my Makim. If that's the case, there's Makim to hear in Lomdus, then maybe the further away I walk from my Makim, the more I go, the more I'm going to be over Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymei. If Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymei is 1 foot outside my Makim, that means the Isser is the Yetzir from my Makim. If the Isser is the Yetzir from my Makim, once I left my Makim, how does it pass to be over Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymei again? If, however, the Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymei is not leaving my Makim, but rather, Al Yetzei Yishmim Koymei is don't walk a certain distance beyond my makom, then the Isser is more halicha than yetziya. Then the Isser is a certain distance beyond my makom, but at the very least, you see, it's not, am I in or out? No, there's a shear. And just like there's a concept of a chatzi shear, that was the Chavos Yaretz Kasha, and the Divrei Yecheskel said, I hear it on the tzad that Alpayim Amo is a shear of how far you're not allowed to go, then you can hear a Yosef Mekashir also. That maybe the more I walk beyond it, beyond the Dalet Amos, maybe that would be an issue as well. The Mechas Chinuch, a mitzvah chav Dalet, asks one bumba kasha on this raid. And we're going to end with this. And that is from a Gemara Masechtas Yuma, Daf Samach Vav Amadeis. The context over there is the Ish Iti, whose job it was every Yom Kippur in the Beis HaMikdash to take the Sora L'Azazel. And he used to bring it to the Midbar. And the Mishnah says, Miyakira Yerushalayim hayom malavin oisai at sukkah rishayna. Eser sukkahs mi Yerushalayim va'atzok, says the Mishnah. There were 10 sukkahs, 10 huts that were set up from Yerushalayim in HaKodesh until Azazel, until the mountain, which is where the Ishite was going to have to go, and he was going to have to take this Sair, which was going to ultimately bring the Spitz Kapar of Klal Yisrael. And the distance was Tishim Ris. There were 90 ris, shiva umechza l'chol mil. Tishim ris is the equivalent of yud beis mil, because there's 7.5 ris to a mil. So what was the shear from Yerushalayim until Azazel? Incredibly, the shear was yud beis mil. That's what it was, which was the equivalent of tishim ris. Now, called sukkah v'sukkah imrim loy, there were people that were malav the kohen from sukkah to sukkah, and they would tell him, "Arei mazim v'arei mayim." They would try to make him feel good. "We'll have a coffee waiting for you." Umalav and oisam v'sukkah l'sukkah, and they would take him from one sukkah to the other sukkah. Chutz me'achin shabehem she'in magim l'tzok. Except for the last sukkah, nobody went with him. Elo oimid me'rochik v'royes ma'isav, and they would watch from a distance, but no one was allowed to get too close, and everybody would watch from the distance. So again, there were 10 sukkahs from Yerushalayim until Tzuk. The Mishnah says exactly how they were set up. It was within a 12 mil area. And basically what it was is, there was a 1 mil distance between each of the sukkahs. And then that last stretch, the home stretch, which was made up of 2 mil, that nobody was malav the Ishiti with. That was something that the Ishiti had to go by himself. So then the Mishnah goes on to describe the specifics. After the kohen was done, he would come. He would go and he would sit underneath the last sukkah and he would wait there until it got dark. So the last 2 mil, this Ishiti went by himself. But when he finished doing his job, he would come back. So Grashi, how was he allowed to come back? He says, I don't understand. If there were 2 mil from the last sukkah until Azazel, until the mountain, so it comes out, 2 mil is 4,000 amas. If it's 4,000 amas, l'chayr, it's Yosef from the Tchum. So if it's Yosef from the Tchum, how is he allowed to go back? Rashi HaKadosh asks this kasha. It's Rashi's kasha. In the Mishnah, in Masechtas Yuma, Tav Samech Zayin Amar Al. Zok Rashi. Bav the Yoshev loy, chayzer at sukkah achroina. Afa pishe hayoytze chutz l'tchum. Even though a person that leaves the tchum, afilu b'rishos, ein lo yel al paim amam, imakim sheyatzel l'sham, b'rishos, l'zeh hetiru, they allowed him. They made a special consideration of him. You know why? So fishe hum ma'una, the chalash, because he was fasting and he was very weak. It's amazing. He was afraid. I mean, the Ishiti just brought the Sar Lazazel. He saw all the Mifsim, but he's afraid. And because he was afraid, so we allow a special dispensation. We allow this person to be able to come home. This is a person that we're going to allow. Freita Mechas Chinuch. He says he doesn't understand. L'chayra. This Shleim, if you hold Chumens Durabanon. It's okay, these are nice svaras. Why you would lie to a person that even though Tchum is Derabanan, to be able to come back. However, if you hold Tchum is Deraisa, because he's afraid, you're going to violate a Nisa Deraisa, because he's fasting, he's weak, he's shvach. Of course, Yom Kippur, he's a little shvach. Because of that, we're going to allow him to go back. Doesn't make sense. Says Mechitzchinuch, okay, you'll tell me, it's going according to the Mandama that holds Tchum is Derabanan. You know what the problem is? The first Gemara, Yumas Samech Zayin, Tana Rabbanan, Eser Sukkos, the Shneim Asam Milin Hayu Divrei Rameyer. It's, you know what the Tana, the Mishnah is? The Mishnah doesn't say it, it's a Stam Mishnah. But the Braisa gives a name to the Tana. It's Rameyer. And we know that Rameyer Shita is from Erevin Lamed Hei Lamed Vav. That Chumitz Dei Raisi holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, who held like his Rebbe, Rabbi Eliezer, Agadol, in Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. Who are the ones that hold Chumitz Dei Raisi? Rameyer, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer. We've gone through this. That means he holds Chumitz Dei Raisi. It's a freight in Chaschinuch that I don't understand. L'chari holds Chumitz Dei Raisi. If he holds Chumitz Dei Raisi, why is all this going to be okay? Says the Mechas Chinuch, Shuv Heir Hashem Yisbarach Haseinai. The Eibishta opened up my eyes. Like Rabbi Kivego says, Hashem Yoreinai. Shuv Heir Hashem Yisbarach Haseinai. Umatsasi betoisvis Yishonim Sham. Hanitfasim besoif amasechta. I found there's a pirush called Toisvis Ayishonim. We take for granted we have all these pirushim on the side of the Gemara. He says, I found in the back of the Masechta a pirush called Toisvis Ayishonim. And Toisvis Ayishonim asks this kasha. And the Toisvis Ayishonim says an unbelievable Yusayid. A classic Erev in Yusayid. And that is, that it's true. It's true that if you hold Chumen Deiraisa, technically there should be an Issa Deiraisa for this person to come back. However, However, being that he wasn't going in the direction away from the Tchum, but rather he was coming back towards his Makim Shvisa, says the Tosfos Yeshanan B'chi, Hai Gavna, it's not a problem. The only time there's an Issa Dairaisa to continue walking outside your Tchum, that's if you're going further away from your Makim Shvisa. But if you're coming backwards, that's not a problem. The Isser is Al Yetzir Yishmim Koimoy. And I'm continuing. I didn't just walk 2,000 Amos. I walked more than 2,000 Amos. Then every Dalan Amos is going to be a problem, says the Michas Chinuch. That was the Michas Chinuch's Chakira. He brought a Raya from a Rashi, a Memala from the base. And it's based on that he's asking his Kasher from the Mishnah over here on Samach Zayinam and Aleph. But he says, the Sokta Tais Yishonim, but that's only if you're going in the wrong direction. If, however, you're coming back, if that's the case, it's not going to be an issue. So let's just stop for one second. So we have the Michas Chinuch Shail that we mentioned since Feitimo last week. And this week again, and that is that if you hold Tchum in Deiraisa, if a person finds himself outside the Tchum, there's an Issa to walk Dalet Amos. That Issa to walk Dalet Amos, is it an Issa Deiraisa or is it an Issa Drabon? Michas Chinuch brought a Raya from Rashi and Daf Memalef on the base. God will cover Abriya Shadoicha Leisa Shevet Torah. You're allowed to walk outside your Dalet Amos if you find yourself outside of your Tchum. Zok Rashi, because Tchum is Drabon, it's Mashav Tchum is Deiraisa, it would be a problem. Why? Because if Tchum is Deiraisa, is an Issa Deiraisa. What's the Hesper? Says the Divrei Yecheskel. The Hesper could be in his big Chakira. Whether the Alpayim Amah is the definition of my Makam, or the Alpayim Amah is the shear of how far out beyond my Makam I'm not allowed to go. If Alpayim Amah is a shear of how far I'm not allowed to go, so maybe there's Makam to hear, as I state in the Rishonim, that I can't even walk more than Alpayim Amah. If Alpayim Amah is the definition of the Makam, so all you find is that I'm not allowed to leave my Makam. Echatesi, there's an issue to walk even further beyond my Makam. But either way, says the Michas Chinuch, stating that, there's one caveat, and the caveat is the Tosfos Yeshanim. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that the only time it's going to be an Issa Deiraisa is if you're going in the wrong direction. If you're coming back, it's going to be okay. The Simen Ledavar, the Ish Iti, who went to the Sard Lazazel, and then he walked back 2 mil. And it was Reb Meir that said he walked back 2 mil. Why? Because he was shvach and he was fasting and he was scared. So what? Tchumen's Deiraisa. How could you go ahead and violate a Tchumen Deiraisa? So if you tell me that the Isser is only leaving the Tchum once he left the Tchum, okay. But the Michas Chinuch was sparred that the Isser is even after you leave the Tchum to continue to walk. The Teretz is Zok Tais Yishanim because you were walking backwards. And being that you're walking backwards, it's not going to be an issue. You know, last week, and we'll end with this. Last week we mentioned the epic tshuva in the Shailos and Tshuva's Dvar Yeshua with Rabbi Yeshua Arenberg and the Divrei Yoel, Rabbi Yoel Taitab and the Satmar Rav. They were sitting on the Kastner train, which departed Budapest on June 30th, 1944, on Friday night, on Shabbos Kodesh. It was in the direction of Bergen-Belsen. Eventually, it was going to go to Switzerland. 1,600 and some odd people, many of them tzaddikim, that ended up surviving the war through this Kastner train. And it made its first step on stop on Shabbos afternoon. And the Nazis, Yimach Shemam, allowed the Yidden to get off the train, and they allowed them to go use the facilities. And the Satmar Rav and Rabbi Shua Arberg were sitting together, and they were mesupik. It was the Satmar Rav wasn't sure if it was the right thing to do. So why not? Because he felt they were outside the Tchum. And being that they were outside the Tchum, so maybe it's not okay. Now, the Gemara says it's okay, but the Satmar Rav argued, after further review and going through the whole tshuva, that the truth is, yeah, but we're already outside of Yud Beis Mil. And Yud Beis Mil, you have the Rambam and the Rif Shita, which is also the Mechab and the Ramban, Simen Tov Dalet, who hold that Yud Beis Mil is a Shail of Tchum and Deiraisa. So if Yud Beis Mil is a Shail of Tchum and Deiraisa, so if that's the case, then L'chayro, it's not going to work. Because God will cover up Yud Beis Mil, that's all if you hold Tchum and the Rabbanah. But Yud Beis Mil, the Rishonim that hold, everybody holds Tchum and Deiraisa. So it's a Shail of Deiraisa. So what would be a better idea? He said a better idea would be to make a Graf Shel Rei, throw it outside of the train, outside of the cattle car, the Mesilas HaBarzel Shel Behemoth, like he refers to it in the Tshuva. Throw it out. It's true you're carrying from a Rishus HaYachat to a Carmelis, but that's a Vaday Derabanan. This may be a Shaila Vaday Raisa. So either way, at the very end of the Tshuva, Reb Arenberg told the Divrei Yoel, he said, I'm asking, this is the Cheshbon. The Cheshbon is, this will be better, because we're out Yoysin Yud Beis Mil, and it's a Shaila Vaday Raisa. He said, however, there is one Eitzah. You know what the Eitzah is? You go off the train, and you walk Dalet Amos in the direction that we came from. If you go Dalet Amos in the direction that you came from, he told him, that's a Mefurish of Tosfos Yeshanim. In Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Samach Zayin Amar Aleph, the same Tosfos Yeshanim that the Michas Chinuch quoted. Oh, if you're walking the opposite direction, then Dalai Lama says, Zichr going to be a Nisa Darabada. Even if you hold Tchum and Deiraisa like Rameir holds, or whether you hold that it's Yosem Yud Beis Milam and Mela to Deiraisa. But either way, just like we see for the Ishiti, because he was Mo'una, and he was Cholesh, and he was Yore Lama Yechidi, these were some of the same conditions that the Yidden were dealing with on this train. But regardless, he said, if you're going to go backwards, and then it's Zman of Shachar Darabanan, so he said, you can go off the train, walk the Dalai Lama in the other direction, like this, you're not going to have an issue.